Okay, well, we're going to just go right on ahead. And the second performer tonight is Anna Lum, who is known to many in the St. Louis region as a teacher of Tai Chi, the ancient Chinese art of meditative exercise, where she's worked with probably thousands of people since 1973 teaching this wonderful practice. She's a poet and a designer whose works have appeared in River Styx and the Webster Review. Anna actually designed the third issue of River Styx in 1977. Probably our most innovatively designed issue that looked like a calendar with a rolling kind of binding, which was Chinese cane rings that could be hung on the wall. Most recently, she performed in the New Music Circle Spring Series. And some of you may have tuned into this amazing piece that she was involved with the artist Bill Cohen and Rich O'Donnell, symphony percussionist who will perform with her tonight, doing some avant-garde-ish soundscapes. And the piece I'm referring to was called Machu Picchu, Sacred Light, which combined poetry, sound, and images. She's one of those people that John stands in awe of, a person with a rich imagination. Please welcome Anna Lum and Rich O'Donnell.
It's okay here? Yeah, it's fine. All right. I may have imagination, but I must confess, I don't write a poem a day. But I do find that new places, new experiences are what stimulate me. So the first four poems I'm going to read are related to places where I've been or on the way home from Scotland, the Grand Canyon, Machu Picchu, and Chongqing, China. Flying through the night, sound now your breath, interlicks the tide, north sea laps, Isle of Sky. Sing, wind, dragon rail, exhale. Sing and slow Ulysses. Till Meg and her daughters of the 68 stones hinge and circle thin lips of dawn. Stretch orange, yawn away the dome of night. Now, when we got to the Grand Canyon, Rich knows that I'm very afraid of heights. So he told me to close my eyes. You close my eyes and lead me to the edge. Dark is the ride, laden with sage. I stir clouds, noon and pinions slip, light years away. Hum of motors and children's chatter, though not in English, sound clearer, blind. When there's nowhere else to walk and no thing remains to compare, you open my eyes. And even the Grand Canyon lies paper flat. Till a bird flies by, its blackness spread wide below me. I think, is this a movie? Is this a slide? I follow the blackbird, sailing deep, slicing clouds, till it lands on a far canyon, wings drawn in next to a sagebrush. Side by side, two dots on a horizon. Only I know which is the sage. I watch and watch. In no time, rock, red ridges shift. O light profound, leap the abyss. Wave, weave, earth brown, neon blue. Shout and draw me inside. And those of you who saw the show Machu Picchu Sacred Light will recognize this poem. New eyes. I see with new eyes old, old sights. A million eyes steal impressions. Still here. I'm clouded merely by one internet photo of ruins, one glance of Cone's Amedia dance palette, and the wistful tone in strangers' voices at the sound of Machu Picchu. So high, the weight of a lower world lifted, I fly. Inhale mist the Andes breathed, long before Incas breathed the mountains. Rock by rock, terrace by terrace, monuments still, exhaling spirit. For 500 years. And at the millennium, what shall we leave behind beyond perusal? To move with giants, a gust sails the silk. That an eye should catch this moment and move me, forever turning, facing the temple of three windows, turning above the rocks, turning toward the green, lush green, I push and touch green across the rushing river. I am there, green. And this next one is from, since I don't write poems every day, I only have one book of poetry, which is right here. And this poem seems to be the one that people like to hear the most from here. 43 days to go. My mother died when I was 4, leaving me no memories. When I turned 38, my father gave me my first photo of her, taken at the same age, 43 days before her death. Not prone to regretting, I never dreamed the day away. Not prone to dreaming, I never regretted moonlight, bathing my cheeks, streaming my hair with stars. I never cried into the night. Mama, wherever you are, keep watch, keep watch. Yet today we meet in two dimensions. You do not exceed my expectations. You take my hand. We slip through wax. The cardboard years dissolve. You move easily. I have your ease. You do not speak. I watch your feet. We walk through thick leaves. Thick air leaves my hair steaming. Or was it a sudden downpour? But your feet are not damp. I would have seen your cotton black shoes drink. Not content to loll in bed, Yangtze River rose instead, covering Chongqing with thick air. September. We are there. And Daddy adds the third dimension. You two sit touching the wooden bench on which I lean, nestled between his right arm draped across your shoulder. Your hand still holds mine, resting in your lap, softly. My left hand clutches Daddy's knee. The wrinkles are still there. I can see his hand on mine, his knees lined straight over his feet, his body lean, taut, caught between family and the war. Your face distraught behind distorting glasses. You must know, 43 days to go. I keep watching for a light in your eyes. The only moon is your face. No stars in your hair. Where am I in you? I am as you were in the fourth dimension. Shall I leave my daughters, no regretting? And all the stars you left me, that they can dream the day and watch me as I do you today. And while we're dealing with identity, here's another one. Yellow. One more day too full of October sky blue. I almost wrote a poem, but the yellow of the ash umbrella sucked the shame right out of my skin, spread yellow at my feet, ankle deep, leaves yellow, and yellow no more. In fact, it was not till this poem came to me that I was consciously aware of how much I hated the color yellow and refused to ever wear yellow until that day. And now this poem still has yellow, but in a totally different sense. And this is a poem that I just finished yesterday. Smell. Into April's sun I jump, led by my nose. Cilia waving, 500 million strong, undulate and fill two fields smaller than the nail of my thumb. Now they snag the volatile forsythia, yellow as cells in the olfactory gang, seduced by a lipid-rich ooze, begin the path to the brain. Could I sit till the moon yowls large and yellow, on the line between heaven and earth, till forsythia is volatile as turpentine, and I can smell away the bloom. Okay. Some of you may remember a couple of years ago, Lao Qing, a Chinese poet from Taiwan, was a Fulbright scholar here at WashU. And after reading a poem of his, it inspired me to write this. Bite the moon. Imagine a tea bowl cupped in the poet's hand. Imagine Mother Earth holding a well. Lao Qing did. I wish I had. I've been searching ever since. Now I sit on the deck, soaking in the lake of shadow poems. Wind gallops the unfurled sail. Leaves hurtle fast in the chase. We breakfast after last night's half moon, the moon of 10,000 poems. Moon who seduced me, my moon. The same moon, my father, now 91, filial and contrite, showed his mother, then 69. And I discover I come from a long line of moon lovers. On my round plate sits a slice 1/4 inch thick, a half circle of orange, cantaloupe, outlined with thin green. I bite the moon. Another, here's a poem where the title is almost as long as the poem. Another Dicenon, daily meditation in Kyoto garden. Zen monk rakes white sand. That's the title. Okay. I die. Now, Rich O'Donnell will join us. In fact, this piece that we're going to do originally started with a poem of mine. Too soon. A poem of mine called Thought for Food. And Rich basically took my poem, recorded all the words of it, and electronically manipulated each word as only Rich can. By the way, he is the director of the electronic music studio at Washington University, as well as the principal percussionist in the symphony.
Thank you. T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-
Through the puzzle,
through termite,
through termite,
through termite,
by Dura's band,
I can hear you.
Saw your way, saw your
grace
way.
Met. He spoke
I can
peace.
Hear you shriek.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
For termite rights.